This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We cover a lot of different things every day in the Umpqua Valley. Want to check in with State Representative Court Boyce. Hasn't been on in a while. Court, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, Kyle, thank you for having me on. By the way, sign me up for Ireland, okay?
There you go. Check it out. A lot of cool things going on. Now, summertime, I know that you've been very busy with things to attend. Talk about when or where you've been, what you've been doing recently.
Well, of course, the three county fairs. I think we talked with you a month ago and in prep for the fairs. So Senator Brock Smith and I were in both parades in Coos and Curry, and then we had a booth at the Douglas County Fair. Sorry we missed you. I think the senator got a chance to visit with you a little bit and did a great interview there. But, yeah, the Douglas County Fair is just absolutely one of the best in the state. And, I think attendance was down just a little bit at all three this year. But, yeah, we're just really proud of our fairs. You know, Kyle, we get to connect with people that put us in office and depend on us. And it's rural Oregon, and so it's just a tremendous privilege.
I know the fairs are really a connecting point for a lot of the people over the course of the summer. Have there been other things besides fairs you've been at lately?
I was at Coos Bay at the Bay Area Hospital ceremony for the $40 million we got. Boomer Wright and Senator Brock Smith, we were all very much involved in that. And, you know, I want to say that hospital, when it comes to Mercy Hospital in Roseburg, and, of course, the three small ones I have in my district, Coquille, Gold Beach, and Bandon, the federal government allocating that $197 million for rural hospitals, we're just positioning ourselves so we can really work hard to get a fair share of that funds. It's the rural hospital transformation process. So we're very optimistic about that. And so I've been spending time at hospitals, learning all I can. And it's just, our hospitals, Kyle, are a source of pride for District 1 and, you know, Coos Curry, Douglas counties.
You know, obviously with health care being one of those very important aspects to life, what have you seen about some of the challenges that these hospitals face, especially the rural ones?
Well, that's a good question. They have to take care of everyone, regardless of ability to pay. And so in Medicaid and Medicare, become a little more difficult to bill the federal government. It just makes it tough for them to, you know, these are businesses that have to make a profit and answer to their boards. And, all of my hospitals are very well managed, but just some of those roadblocks and mountains that they have to climb makes it increasingly difficult. And I think that was the basis, Kyle, behind the federal government, the Trump administration, to bring some of that money back to the rural part of the United States. And so the difficult part of that, however, is it goes through the Oregon Health Association and so or authority. And so when it, you know, that just makes it really tough to compete, but we don't have any options. We just have to do that and make sure a lot of that money is not lost in OHA administration. So we're making some good progress there, though, and quite optimistic.
As we go through summertime, you've got, at some point, legislative days coming up. Didn't get a chance to take a look. When's that on the calendar?
It is the 8th, 9th, and 10th, whatever that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is. We'll have our own Oregon Coastal Caucus meeting. We will, you know, it's primarily, as you know, committee work. I'm on my fourth committee. I'm pretty happy about that. The speaker put me on childhood early development, and so that's not my my forte. However, it's something I want to learn, and have a good influence. It's a tough committee because it's surrounded by a lot of people that, frankly, are big spenders. And so I want to analyze that and do my part. So I don't know if I'll be in that committee after the full session, but not very many get to brag about being on four different committees, and the three committees I'm on, Veterans Emergency Management, Housing Homelessness, and of course, always Ag, Water, Land Use, Natural Resources. So it's 3 days where we don't talk a lot about the bills we're going to introduce for the full 2027 session. Of course, we all have to get reelected. We'll spend a little time on that, but a lot of people come into our office, and it's just an opportunity, Kyle, to gear up and prepare and get the crew focused on a variety of different things. You know, when we help people, it's a great feeling when we can get through the bureaucracies and help our citizens. It's often quite frustrating.
After we hit Labor Day is when campaigns really kick into gear. A lot of things going on behind the scenes, though, to get to that point. Talk about your preparations for the fall campaign.
You know, I'll just revert back to the fairs a little bit. And, you know, just the meetings I'm able to attend, the events. It's easy to connect with people in these three counties because they think alike and they're hardworking. They pay their bills. They love Oregon. They want to stay here and raise their families here and run their businesses or, you know, extend and do good jobs to promote their careers and, yeah, just do the right thing. So it's easy. And I think I'm getting more and more trust. This will be my fifth session after 6 years as a Curry County commissioner. And, just really proud of the nine commissioners that I spend time with in those three counties, three in each county, of course. But, you look over your shoulder sometimes and think, am I doing rep duties right now or am I campaigning? So it just often really runs together. Tremendous learning opportunities and got to be focused on problem solving. As I've told you in the past, you know what our philosophy is. We want a chance to govern. Our side has been out of power. Rural Oregon essentially has been out of power for 40 years, and we just want 2 years to show that we can govern well. We'll hold ourselves very much accountable and, reverse Oregon in the direction it's going from sanctuary cities and you know, our schools are failing, businesses leaving, all of the above, as you well know.
The top of the ticket for all this, of course, the governor's race, just how close do you think that one will be?
Yeah, I've been having a little fun with some of my colleagues just saying, hey, I think Coos Kerry and Douglas counties could be the momentum gets grazing up to the top of the mountain in that. It's the hub of hope for the rest of Oregon, rural Oregon, it's exciting to watch. It is going to be a very close race. We need everybody out to vote. You've heard me in the past just simply encourage folks with the 2020 plan. Please call 20 of your neighbors. Please make 20 phone calls or knock on 20 doors. Donate $20, whatever you can do, but don't let somebody else that you don't agree with run your lives, run your government. In addition to that, Kyle, we just encourage people, don't vote against your own best interest. Search for the truth, search for the facts, and give us the opportunity to overcome and bring Oregon back. One of my new sayings is a common sense revolution, and I think we're getting closer all the time.
You know, when we talked to Christine Drazen last, one of the things she talked about is, you know, having a very challenging primary meant that she went through a lot of resources. Right now, the incumbent campaign way ahead on financial from the financial side of things right now. Do you feel like a lot of times people want to support a candidate? Giving money, though, is sometimes a different thing, even if people have got plenty to give.
You know, a lot of the folks have left that have the resources, that employed the people, that run large companies that have moved to Arizona or Tennessee or whatever. We have to position ourselves so we can compete to bring those people back and then recruit other businesses. But yeah, it's very tough competition right now. It starts at the top with Christine Drazen. I think she's going to help us pull some conservatives back into the House and Senate sides. It remains to be seen if money's that big of an aspect. Yes, we all have to raise money, and so if sometimes people only do $100 or 20, or some can do a couple thousand, we're just sprinting to the finish line. I think our message, though, is Oregon is worth defending, and with Christine Drazen, we have a leader that's proven. She's honest. She's very, very capable, very qualified, and yeah, the polls are looking good. We just can't keep giving the problems to the people to solve that created those problems, and so she's a roll up her sleeves type. And we're looking forward to the 2027 session, and I hope she's sitting in the front seat.
For those of us inland, I wanted to provide an opportunity for you to kind of talk about the South Coast for a moment. How is the business community faring in coastal southern Oregon right now?
Well, they need support. If it's not our timber operators, if it's not our mills, I don't want to see another mill in Oregon shut down ever. As you know, Kyle, the trees grow so fast here, highest quality in the world. No other state in the country has that advantage, be it state timber or private timber, tribal timber or federal. And so, you know, I know you're going to want to talk about fire. And so we're not managing well. We just, our team just keeps beating the drum of there is a better way. There's a proven way. It's historical. It's part of our heritage. It is. We've got to return back to that. So businesses are struggling in Oregon. As we've talked about over the years, they're leaving, and we have got to stop that exodus. Those are our sacred employees. They're the ones that sign the front of the paycheck, the first ones to work, the last ones to leave, and usually the last ones to get paid. So, on the South Coast, we have to go beyond tourism, this notion that tourism can solve all our problems. No, that's those are not family wage jobs. The mills are just such a bright spot for our economy. And they're likewise very well managed, and that's how we pay for our public safety, our rural law enforcement, our schools, and our roads, as you also know.
How about the Port of Coos Bay and things that are going on there? A lot of efforts. How is that going?
Not slowing down at all, thank goodness. It is a little quiet right now. They're in the throes of the permit process, so it's two-pronged. It's the railway system between Coos Bay and Eugene. That's going to require a lot of money to upgrade a lot of tunnels, a lot of bridges, and then deepening the Port of Coos Bay in some places by as much as 12 feet. That project's a little bit quiet right now, but we remain very optimistic that that's going to be the economic secret that the Coos Bay North End area has been looking for many years since the mills largely have closed there.
And, of course, the impact as well with transportation over to Interstate 5 coming mainly or partially at least through Douglas County.
If you want to talk about ODOT, I think, frankly, Kyle, that's going to take up half of our session because we're going to hold the line on unnecessary spending, the DEI principles that waste a lot of money and are not good for rural Oregon. In fact, not good for the entire state. We've got to get them back to their core mission, which is repair bridges, keep the roads open, take good care of their employees. We had that plan clear back in April that would have saved $720 million, and not one ODOT employee would have been laid off, and we couldn't get a hearing. We just were outnumbered and overwhelmed. We put up a good fight, but that's going to come back. And so We don't need to raise gas taxes. We need to spend wisely. In fact, one of my bills is going to be protect the rainy day fund so that we, I mean, you know, I'm going to bring up the example of the Capitol. I mean, we've spent $700 million. Now, the original bid was about $465 million. So it's just mind-boggling the amount of money that's spent within the 90 legislative member process.
What else besides that one are you working on for the next session?
You know, obviously anything to do with fighting fire and funding our wildfire fighting professionals. We only allocated $80 million this year, and we're already at $140 million, and we still have six very difficult weeks to go. We broke all records, Kyle, as you know. We've lost 45 residences. We've lost another 150 out buildings. We've got 11,000 firefighters going. What, $140 million for the suppression costs, I'm sorry, and it's 2.3 million acres. We've got 14,000 fires going right that have started, but about half of those are extinguished, maybe two-thirds. We have a couple, three or four big fires, and lightning on the way. So we're just continually getting the word out to the public. Boy, be extremely careful. We have an arson issue in the state of Oregon, so I think you're going to see our side come up with a bill that puts them in prison forever. And if you start a fire like what happened in Spokane, where 7,000 homes were destroyed, thank God nobody lost their lives in that fire.
As you go through the rest of the summer here, which there's not, well, we've got technically about 5 weeks left, but a couple weeks away from school and all of that, what kinds of things do you have on your schedule coming up?
You know, my district is 182 miles from the California-Oregon border up through Eastside, Coos Bay, Coquille, over to, you know, the Douglas County Fairgrounds, my northeast border. And so there's always something going on in my eight community, you know, incorporated cities in those communities. So Bandon has a big cranberry festival that we'll be attending. You know, the Winston has Winston Days, I think, is the 21st, whatever that Saturday is. So I always have a parade presence there. I hand out American flags to little kids. A lot of veterans issues, Kyle. We have to battle for that to build an impenetrable hedge around that $30 million so we can get the government, the federal government, to follow through with their commitment and promise on the additional $100 million. A lot of small woodland timber operator meetings, or a couple, and just be available to the people I represent. And we'll look forward to the November 3rd election and what that means to the United States of America, what it means to Oregon, and what it means to Coos Kerr and Douglas counties. And we're just energized and hopeful and very capable of the hard work and follow through with that.
What do you think the potential is in Oregon for the legislature, for the GOP, to pick up additional seats?
I think that's part of the Drazen dynamic, in that she's going to pull a lot of people with her. She might even help pull Brock Smith into the Senate, the U.S. Senate. He's ready. He's an extremely capable legislator. He knows Oregon well. So I would be surprised, Kyle, if we didn't gain two seats in the Senate and at least two in the House. We had a fundraising golf tournament in Newburgh Wednesday, and goodness, we just have some excellent candidates. It just makes you feel really good, and it's really energizing to work hard for these people.
And let's see here, looking ahead to the midterm elections, you mentioned the Brock Smith race. Do you think that's going to be a tough one? Well, anytime you go up against a sitting U.S. senator, it's a tough one. Just how tough a race do you think it's going to be, given all the dynamics nationally right now?
Boy, it is really difficult to gauge. When it comes to management, the Democratic Party and the socialist movement, I think that's our biggest advantage, number one. And you're going to see that. You are seeing it more and more in the Oregon legislature. I mean, I have an opponent that is sensitive to their concept of governing, and I'm not going to leave my kids and my grandkids and even my own life and my friends with a system we know collapses short-term and long-term. You see that in New York, et cetera. But I've worked well with Jeff Merkley over the years, but he's gone so far left. It's a head-scratcher. And Brock Smith is just a solid, effective. He's a legislative person, very qualified to, he just builds relationships too, so nobody will outwork him. And so what are the chances? I think he's got about 4 chances in 10 of winning. But as people go and cozy up to this notion that socialism is an answer, use the United Soviet Socialist Republic. I mean, there's no difference between communism and socialism.
It is State Representative Court Boyce wrapping up the program, 1257.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.